going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's been no shortage of news this week, and I would imagine somebody like yourself who has spent so much time in Washington, if we dial back a week ago, Saturday night is when we found out that the bombing took place in Iran, and so much has transpired since, but it seems like the president wants to focus now on the budget.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for the past couple of weeks, since Israel launched its mission to strike Iran's nuclear sites, so much of the focus has been on that topic since, you know, there were questions and concerns about how that situation would escalate. Would it draw in the United States? Of course, this weekend, as you noted, there were the U.S. strikes on the nuclear sites. And now still that's still dominating the news cycle, since there are questions over what the intelligence says about the damage and damage assessment. But all of this comes as we do have this other deadline, you know, looming in the near future. The president wants his tax cut and spending bill passed by Congress. That means it has to get through the House by July 4th before lawmakers leave for the 4th of July recess. And it's unclear whether that's going to happen in large part now because the Senate parliamentarian ruled that the Medicaid provision in the legislation, which is such a big part of it and how Republicans say that they are going to achieve some spending cuts, she says that that doesn't adhere to procedural rules. And so now the question is how do lawmakers, how do Republican leaders go back and try to address that and still put this on the floor for a vote in just, you know, the coming days, as early as tomorrow is what they had wanted, Larry.
And Natalie, I was looking just a few minutes ago at a story about President Donald Trump saying the U.S. has indeed signed an agreement with China on trade and expects to have a deal with China soon as well.
Sure.
So there's something new on the radar for everyone in the Beltway to be looking at today.
Yeah, although this goes, we asked the White House for clarification on this, and an official told us that this was an agreement to an additional understanding for a framework to implement that initial agreement reached in Geneva back in May. So it sounds like, I mean, what this really shows is the complications in trying to implement a large trade agreement between countries like the United States and China. They've had to go back and talk about some of these various sticking points and reach, you know, further agreement or understanding. So what we believe is that this is about export controls specifically. We know the U.S. was concerned about China freeing up those critical minerals, rare earth minerals and magnets, which are so important, of course, for electronics, for car manufacturers, for defense equipment. China released a statement saying the U.S. has agreed or will cancel a series of restrictive measures taken against China, and that it hopes the countries can meet halfway. We know during those most recent talks in London, you know, while the U.S. was concerned about the critical minerals, China was also concerned about student visas for Chinese students, because you may remember the president a few weeks ago, you know, it was threatening those. And then another focus for China was access to advanced chip technology. So, I mean, these are big, complicated issues, and the two sides have had to go back multiple times to try to clarify the implementation process. But, you know, we're still waiting for exact details. And when you think about the big picture, you know, July is also supposed to be that deadline for the negotiating period during which the reciprocal tariff pause has been in effect. So, you know, a couple months ago, the administration was promising 90 deals in 90 days. Well, we're coming up on that deadline. So far, we have the U.S.-UK agreement, you know, the agreement with China. The president says one with India is coming soon, but we're still waiting, you know, for other action with dozens of U.S. trading partners.
We're with CBS's Natalie Brand in Washington. Before you go, add to that, this is a six-case Supreme Court drop-it-all day, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, this is the final day. So the biggest case that everyone is watching is that case focused on national injunctions and birthright citizenship, and waiting to see if the justices, how they really take this. You know, there were a lot of analysis following the oral arguments was that they might just issue a very narrow opinion specifically on nationwide injunctions and, you know, lower federal judges' ability to pause nationwide a particular policy executive action by a president. So this really gets again to presidential power. The question is, do they also take up the issue of birthright citizenship? We'll have to wait and see. Of course, those opinions start to come down right at 10 a.m. Eastern.
You know, Natalie, one thing about this case that I'm most interested in, if they do go in that second direction you're mentioning, what we're talking about is, does the president have the power to alter the Constitution?
Right. And so that's why it's believed that, you know, they will either ignore that or you know, uphold birthright citizenship, which is in the Constitution. So, again, this is going to be so fascinating. Again, the analysts are saying that, you know, the easier way out of this is just to issue something on nationwide injunctions. But again, that would have a big impact, too, when you think about, you know, the last few administrations and a single judge's ability to pause, at least in the temporary period, a huge policy change for everyone in the country.
No shortage of big stories. Job security for you, Natalie. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
We appreciate you. That is CBS's Natalie Brand in our nation's capital.
And I'll be tracking this Supreme Court release today, and that should start right around 10 o'clock. As they come down, we'll pass along the decision on that big case for birthright citizenship.
And normally, as we approach a July 4th weekend, it's supposed to be a slower time, but there's a convergence, as you just heard, just with Natalie and three of the major stories that are going on, not only in the country, but around the world. But it seems like the president right now is really pushing for this budget to get done. And I'm sure lawmakers are like, I want to go to the lake, or I'm going to go to the beach.
You know, and I'm thinking along the lines of being a Pennsylvanian. I'm thinking along the lines of, you know, I think getting one in before the deadline here is like the exception and not the rule. What does it happen, like once every 20 years or something like that? So I would be surprised if anything happens in Washington to please the president when it comes to the big, beautiful bill.
We shall see. Although the Pennsylvania Senate did approve a bill to repeal Sunday hunting.
Yes, that's taken one step forward. But then now they have to send it back to the House because they tweaked it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because somebody asked, okay, when can I start hunting on Sunday?
Thanks for the reminder. I saw that this morning. I need to get busy on that one right now.
Not yet. From the
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.